What did you say the question about the princess story was? Am I going to put it together? Well, I don't know.
I want chapter, because I want it all together, or else it'll be annoying.
Do you mean you want it all the way through, like without having any stop?
Yes.
Do you have any idea how long it would be?
No.
It would probably be about 2 hours. Would you listen to it for 2 hours? Well, I tell you what, when it's finished, when this story is finished, can we have another chat about it and see what you'd like to do with it?
I would either like to dump it or keep it and put it all together.
So either dump it or put it all together?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not just my story. It is actually your story too, isn't it? Okay, so look, if the princess story is your story, will you please tell me where have we got to in the princess story? Because it's about 2 weeks since we did it.
We got to when the princess just found an air bottle and stuck her head in.
Oh, the princess was underwater and she was about to die because the octopus was pulling her. And she found what? Did she find? A canister of air, yes, she did, and that saved her life. And is that where she was in the story? She was actually in the grip of the octopus.
Yes, and she was holding on to the bottle of air so she could breathe.
Well, I can tell you that bottle of air saved the princess's life, because even gentle octopuses or octopi, they can squeeze you to death if they're not very careful. You know how strong they are? They're really, really strong. And do you know what happens if an octopus is attacked? Do you have any idea?
They would squeeze on the person's blood and make them die.
They squeeze the person's blood and make them die?
Yeah.
No, they have a different trick if somebody attacks them. They squirt ink, black ink, in the face of the attacker.
Because they're scared.
Well, they can squeeze out black ink, and that means that the creature that's attacking the octopus can't see. And the octopus can slide away quick as a flash.
I knew that.
Well, I'd forgotten it until we started this story. I'd completely forgotten it. By the way, one small thing. You know, you can have pasta which is made with the ink of octopi. All that black stuff that comes out of an octopus can be used to turn the colour of pasta black.
I'm never going to eat black pasta again. Yuck.
Have you ever eaten black pasta? Before?
Yes.
Well, you know, if an octopus squeezes out its ink, it doesn't die. It's not cruel.
It just blackens out and you can't see.
That's right.
So until it goes away, you can't see.
That's right. Until the ink goes away, it's like as if night descended and there were no stars. And the princess, anyway, the princess was safe, and she wasn't in black ink. She was actually in the grip of the octopus, but she had something to breathe, and that kept her alive. And the octopus was friendly. The octopus pulled the little princess right into the cave. And the octopus talked to the princess. Do you know how the octopus talked to the princess?
No.
Do you want to guess?
Blobbing.
By what?
By blobbing.
Blobbing?
Yeah.
What's blobbing? Like...
No,
the octopus didn't make any sound when I don't know if it was a girl or a boy octopus. What do you think it was?
A boy.
Okay, it was a. What the octopus? The octopus didn't make any sound when he was speaking. Do you know how he spoke?
Sign language.
Absolutely, sign language.
I want a friend.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said. How did you know that? How did you know that was what the octopus said to the princess the first time he started speaking to her? But the only complication was that the octopus had eight arms, and the princess had to move her eyes incredibly quickly in order to be able to understand the sign language from eight hands working at the same time. I mean, it's hard enough to follow just two hands doing sign language, but eight, it really was confusing, and the princess the princess had to use sign language too, you know. Do you know why? If she opened her mouth, water would have come in and she'd have been drowned. So she had to do sign, she did hands and leg language. She only had four though, the octopus had eight. So the octopus was talking twice as quickly.
So you need another four.
Well,
she would need another four.
She would if she wanted to talk as fast as the octopus. But instead, she didn't talk as fast as the octopus. She listened as fast as the octopus. And she was able to notice what the octopus was saying. And she put her arms over and she gave a big hug to the octopus. But the octopus was all slippy and her arms slipped away from trying to reach around the octopus. Anyway, the octopus was too big. But the octopus got the idea. And they were friends. But the octopus knew that they could only be friends for a short while. Do you know why?
Why? She needed more air.
What did you say?
She needed more air.
She needed more air. And if she stayed underwater breathing the air out of the air canister, what would happen in the end?
It would all run out.
Exactly. And if it all ran out, she'd be dead. Because she'd never get up to the top of the surface of the water in time. So the octopus knew, because octopi are very intelligent. How many brains do octopuses have?
Two, there.
So one on the top of the octopus's head, and where's the other one?
And one near its stomach.
Near its stomach, right. Well, to be honest, I have to tell you, I haven't a clue how many brains an octopus has. But I can tell you, they certainly know when air is running out. So up the octopus signaled to the little princess, we have to leave the cave. We have to go up to the surface. Now, do you know how you have to get from the deep down in the water up to the top? Have you any idea what you have to do?
Well, if there's a nice octopus near you, make the octopus go really fast and help you swim.
Absolutely, but there is one problem if you do that. Have you ever heard about the bends?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about something that's really important for your swimming when you get into snorkeling and you get bigger. If you go from very deep down in the water to right straight up to the top as quick as you can, it can actually kill you.
Why?
Because
of...
It is exactly the same as underground.
Because you might die. I don't know why. Because you're going too fast, I think.
No, it's actually to do with pressure. It has to do with pressure on your lungs.
Oh, because you're underwater.
Yeah, when you're deep down underwater, right, suddenly if you go up, there's less pressure.
Straight away.
Yeah. And if there's less pressure, it can do damage to your lungs, which are very delicate.
Yeah. And also your spine is very delicate.
Oh, yeah.
If you got infected on your spine, that you wouldn't be able to survive. Sometimes you might on different places, but you might not be able to survive if it's on your spine, because your spine is very delicate. It's very delicate in your body.
Yeah, it is. That's why it's wrapped up in bones. It's kept protected by bones around it.
Because your spine is very delicate.
Absolutely.
It's the most delicate thing in your body.
It is. It really is.
So if you get it infected, then you might not be able to survive.
And if the little princess had come straight up to the surface underwater with the octopus, she would not have survived. But the octopus knew this. I have to tell you, the little princess did not know this because she had never been down so deep in the water ever before in her life.
So the octopus had to pull her back.
Yes. Well, actually, the octopus had plenty of legs for pulling her back, so there was no way. The princess had to bring the canister of air with her as she went up. So
yeah,
she.
So the octopus tried to pull her legs because her arms weren't free.
Well, do you know? I think actually that they were such good friends that the octopus said, "Sit on my lap. I'll cuddle you. You carry the canister of air, and together we'll rise to the surface slowly, bit by bit." And on the way up, the octopus told the princess a story. And the next chapter of the princess story will be all about the story that the octopus told the princess as they were going up to the surface so that her life would be saved. End of chapter whatever it is. Do you want to say goodbye?